in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. We're up to Ois Dalet. We'll just review quickly what we covered so far in this chapter on Likutei Moran. Rabbein Ezal started off talking about the Seichel HaTachtoin. And Rabbein Ezal said that in order for a Jew to be Zechet, to attain Hasoga Selukus, heavenly wisdom, it's impossible for a person to go directly to Hasoga Selukus, but rather a person has to have this Hasoga Selukus, heavenly wisdom, brought down into a Seichel HaTachtoin and given over in that manner. And Rabbein Ezal said that in order for this to happen, a person needs a very great Rebbe. It takes a very great person who is able to take Hasoga Selukus and bring it down to a level where we should be able to digest it, understand it, package it in this Seichel HaTachtoin, through which we can have access to this Seichel HaElyon, which is being called Hasoga Selukus. And Rabbein Ezal compared it to a person that's physically ill, that the more ill a person is, the greater a doctor he needs to cure him. So too Beruchnius, the more a person is on a lower madrega, he needs a higher level Rebbe or Tzaddik to be able to take Hasoga Selukus and bring it down to a level where that person can have access to it, can reach it and understand it. And Rabbein Ezal went on to say, he gave a few examples describing this Seichel HaTachtoin. He said, number one, it's represented by the hair in the head. Just like in the person's head, there's the brain that's inside, and then outside the brain, there's the hairs, thousands or millions of hairs that come out of the head. And Rabbein Ezal says that the he'orois hamoichin yoitzin bahasarois, the light of the brain shines out of the head from the hairs. The hairs represent these tiny tzinoirois, tiny pipes, which contain and are mitzamtzem the oir, the moyach. So too, this concept of the Seichel HaElyon, which contains in it, in which is nislabish, the Seichel HaElyon. Then Rabbein Ezal quoted a few terms from the Tikkunei Zohar that are written about hair that also relate to this Seichel HaTachtoin. Number one, the Zohar HaKadosh uses the term Sara Be'igula, the hair that's hair around. And Rabbein Ezal said, around is the concept of introductions. He gave a mashal from the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a few rabbis once came to ask a tzaddik, Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinos. They wanted to ask him a very delicate question. So the Gemara says, first, sivivuhu bahalochois ad shehigiu letzara sabas. First, they started discussing all kinds of side issues. They wanted to discuss a particular question, but they knew that they couldn't go directly to that question. So first, they went round and round a little bit, discussing side items, leading up to the mechuvan, leading up to that bullseye, that central focus item that they wanted to focus on. That's this concept of sara bi'igula, this expression that the Zohar HaKadosh uses. Then the Zohar HaKadosh also discusses Sara Uchma, black hair, and Rabbein Ezal says the blackness here corresponds to the pupil of the eye, which is also a beautiful example of this Seichel HaTachtoin. Because just like the Seichel HaTachtoin is something small that contains in it, it's mitzamtzem, and contains in it something much broader and larger, so too the pupil of the eye, which is small and tiny, it takes inside of itself something much larger, a mountain, anything a person wants to see. Just like the pupil of the eye is black and dark, representing this Seichel HaTachtoin. It's dark, it's black, compared to the Seichel HaElyon. Compared to this great oir, this great light, it's considered comparatively dark. So too, the Zohar HaKadosh having this expression of Sara Uchma, black hair. And then Rabbein Ezal said that this also corresponds to the letters of the Sefer Torah. The Torah contains in it the Hasoga Selukus, but not directly, openly, on a certain level, on the level that we learn it, the mitzvahs, the shiurim of the mitzvahs, the fact that tefillin have to be so large and square and round, all the shiurim of the Asvan Doiraisa, the word shiur, which means an amount, a tzimtzum, so large, so tall, so wide, so thin, all the shiurim of the Torah, Rabbein Ezal says, are also corresponding to the sa'arois, because it's the same word, shiur, shinayin reish, and sa'ar, sinayin reish. Both represent tzimtzumim, constrictions, of something much, much larger. The shiurin, the asvan doiraisa, the boundaries of the letters of the Torah, the shape of a hey being exactly this way. And each letter of the Aleph Beis represents Tzimtzumim, in which is contained something much, much deeper, much, much larger, a heavenly wisdom. And so too, the letters of the Torah are also filled in with black. That blackness, the black ink of these letters of the Sifrei Torah, represent the Sechel HaTachtoin, in which is contained the Sechel HaElyon, Hasogas Elokus, which represents a much higher level light. For our purposes, we're going to see this stressed now, the Sechel HaTachtoin, another name for this Sechel HaTachtoin is Malchus. When we talk about the Midos of Hashem, Kaviyochel, there's different Midos of Hashem, Keser, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Those nine upper spheroids, or six, in other words, depending on what group we're talking about, compared to the Malchus, they all are called lights. They're lights which shine into the Malchus. The Malchus is the Keli, which receives from all the ones above it, and it's the one which distributes to the lower, to us, to the Bnei Odom, and to the lower worlds, etc. The Malchus is always symbolized by blackness. In Shir HaShirim, we find this mentioned many times. Shchoirani v'noava b'noisi Yerushalayim. B'noisi Yerushalayim is a nickname for the Malchus, in a sense. It's black but beautiful, meaning it represents this bas ayin, this pupil of the eye. Rabbi Nizal quoted the pasuk by Avraham Avinu. The pasuk says, bas hoisoloi le'Avraham u'bakoil shmo. He had a daughter called Bakoil. Bakoil means everything. And bas represents the bas ayin, the pupil of the eye, which is black, dark, and yet it contains in it everything. It takes in all the light, you know, from the outside. Rabbi Nizal gave one or two other examples, but for now, this is the introduction we spoke about so far. So that when we talk about a Jew being zoichet to Sechel HaTachtoin, we're talking about a Jew being zoichet to the Malchus, through which a person can receive the light from the upper spheroes, which represent Hasogas Elokus compared to the Malchus. Just like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zeh HaShar LaShem Tzadikim Yovoy Uvoy. What's the Shar that Pischuli Sharei Tzedek Ovoy Vom Oideko Zeh HaShar LaShem? The gateway that leads to Hashem is the Malchus. The Malchus is the 10th sphera, the lowest sphera. In order for a person to get anywhere, they have to start from the bottom, which is the Malchus, which we've mentioned many times, is synonymous with Emuna. Another name for the Malchus is Emuna. Emuna is called black, dark, because Emuna means lack of Sechel. Emuna in, on one hand, is the highest Sechel possible, but the term Emuna only comes into play in what I don't understand. What I understand is lit up for me. When I go into a room and the lights are on, I can see exactly what I'm doing. If I'm walking around in a room that's dark, I'm walking in the dark means I can't see, I don't see and understand what I'm doing. I'm doing it by touch, that kind of feeling, a much lower level. So too, the concept of emuna, which represents darkness, compared to sechel, which represents the lights being turned on. And yet, it's impossible to get to sechel without emuna. We say it in a pasuk when we put on tefillin every morning. Ve'rastichli be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. I wed myself to Hashem with emuna, and thereby I'm zeicher to get to understand Hashem, to know Hashem. So too the tefillin, the batim of the tefillin, represent this blackness, this chiyuv, that the batim and the ritzuis must be black. They represent, in a sense, this sechel hatachtoin, in which is hidden the sechel elyon. The parshios, compared to the batim, represent sechel elyon, you know, the compared to sechel hatachtoin, which contains it. It contains the sechel elyon. And we're going to see a lot more about this. Now Rabbi Nizal says, in Ois Dalet, in our Likut Imran, it's page 96, the right-hand column, the bottom line in the column. How does a Jew get to this Sechel HaTachtoin? It's impossible to get to it. The only way a Jew can get to Sechel HaTachtoin is if the person is zoiche to hate illegal money, to hate stolen money or money that doesn't belong to them in any way for whatever reason. Sheyisnoi hamomoin betachlis hasina. A person has to hate and despise illegal money. This doesn't mean money stam, it means illegal money. If you look in the Meforshim and Chumash on the word soine botza, the Rashbam others stress betza means illegal money. betachlis hasina, super hate, super despise, wouldn't want to go within a million miles of somebody else's money or illegal money. Rabbeinu Zal explains, kisara uchma, because black hair, shehu bechinas hasechel atachtoin, which represented the sechel atachtoin we spoke about earlier, humi sitra de malchus, that corresponds to malchus. This is terminology. The terminology Rabbeinu Zal is using here comes from the Tikkunei Zohar, Tikkun Ayin. There the Zohar Kodesh discusses a lot the issue of colors corresponding to the different spheroids. And there the Zohar Kodesh discusses this issue with the hair, the different color of hair and formation of hair, and how it all ties into the Malchus specifically. So there the Zohar Kodesh uses this terminology that Soinei Botzas is Misitra de Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal says, so just like Sara Uchma, just like black hair is a concept of Malchus, V'chein Soinei Botza, Humi Sitra de Malchus. Soinei Botza is also an inyan of Malchus. We find that when Yisroi was giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu as to how to establish the leadership of Klal Yisrael, how to appoint kings over Bnei Yisrael, Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meois, Sorei Asorois, what was one of the main requirements? Soinei Botza. That in order for a Jew to be qualified for a leadership position, he's got to be soinei botza. He's got to be somebody you could trust with money, that he would never touch somebody. He could never be bought. No shoychad, no bribery. He could never be mishandled or mistrusted when it comes to money. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ha-sechel ha-tachtoin hu bechinas malchus. Because this concept of sechel ha-tachtoin that we've been discussing till now is a concept of malchus. Shehu bechinas chochmo tato shebechol oilam voilam. The malchus represents the lowest level chochmo within each world, meaning within each set of spheroids. When we talk about the 10 spheroids of Asiya, or the 10 spheroids of Yitzira, of the next world, or the 10 spheroids of the Olam Abriya, within each section, the Malchus represents the Chochmah Tator, or the Sechel HaTachtoin of that section. Shehu Manhig Oysoi HaOlam. It's the Malchus that leads, that rules that particular world. Even though it's on the bottom, it rules that world. Just like the Shabbos, which is the seventh day of the week, corresponding to Malchus being the seventh of the Sphira, and we know that Shabbos is king of the week, Shabbos Malchus, Malchus, the whole concept of Shabbos being Malchus. Dovid HaMelech was the seventh son of Yishai, and he was the Melech. He was the one who was roy to be the king. Shezeh HaSechel Shel HaHanhogov HaMalchus, this concept of the wisdom and knowledge of leadership and kingdom, hu bechinas chochmo v'seichel hatachtoin, that represents a lower level wisdom, keneged haseichel shel hasogas elokus, compared to the wisdom of heavenly understanding. Again, everything's relative. Compared to hasogas elokus, the seichel that's needed to be manhig, to be moshel, represents the lowest level seichel. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, now I'll prove to you how the whole concept of Malchus is dependent on money, on how money is handled properly or improperly. That's what determines success of Malchus or failure. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'alkein, therefore, B'yoy moed Shmuel, during the lifetime of Shmuel Hanavi, Shenoflu Roshe Hador El Hamomoin, where the leaders of Klal Yisrael fell victim to money. They started misusing money. They started going after illegal money. K'may Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayatu Acharei Habotza, they went after illegal money, money that wasn't theirs. Alkein, Takef pogmu b'malchus dikdusha. Therefore, we find immediately afterwards the Torah says that they messed up in Malchus. How did they mess up in Malchus? K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, ki oisi mo'asu mimimloich aleihem v'shalu lohem melech k'chol ha'akum. Hashem said to Shmuel Hanavi, imagine the Jews have the chutzpah to say they want to have a king like all the goyim have kings. What does that mean? They're rejecting me as their king. I'm not good enough for them as a king. The fact that they have me as king over them isn't good enough. They need something else, something better, or something in addition. Obviously, they were poigim in the Malchus of Kedusha, Malchus Kedusha. When Vayatu Achrei Habotza, the moment a person dabbles in illegal money, the Malchus becomes defective. The Sechel HaTachtoin becomes defective. Whereas, the opposite extreme, U'beyoymoy de Shloimoy, during the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech, She'ein Kesef Nechshav, where people didn't have personal interest in money. They weren't looking out for money for themselves, and certainly didn't want somebody else's money, Chas V'Shalom, Hoyo HaMalchus Digdusho Al Tikuna Umechoina. Then the Malchus of Kedusha was in its rightful place. It was Bishlemus. Kamay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Shloimoi al Kisei Hashem. Shloimoi HaMelech sat on the throne of Hashem. Shemolach al Elyonim v'Tachtonim. And the Gemara darshins, this means that he achieved such a Shlemus of Malchus that he was given authority not only over the whole world, not just over the Jewish people, not just over all the nations of the world, but even heavenly beings, even the Malochim and the Shadim, were nichna to him. They accepted him as their king. And this is why we find the Torah says that Shlomo HaMelech was zoche to this seichel ha-tachtoin, to this seichel of manhigus, of rulership, which we said is the seichel ha-tachtoin. Kamay shekosav, as the Torah testifies, vayechgam mikol ha-odom. He was smarter than everybody. Which category of smarts? Seichel ha-tachtoin, this seichel of malchus. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, vatorev chochmas shloimoi mikol b'nei kedem, that the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech was greater than all the whole world. Ki zeh ha-seichel hu bechinas malchus. It's interesting to note, I recall our Rebbe Zerah Avraham once said that kedem is malchus. I don't remember the pasuk, he brought proof from the Zohar HaKodesh that kedem is an inyan of malchus. One of the names of Hashem, the achirayim of it or something like that, is kedem. It says specifically about Torah chokhmas shloimoi mikol b'nei kedem, that his chokhma was from kedem, which is an inyan of malchus. Ki zeh ha-seichel hu bechinas malchus kanal, because the type of seichel that's being discussed there is a seichel of malchus. That's what the Torah is talking about, that he had the wisdom to rule properly. Avol al yidei ahavas mamon, whereas if a person loves money too much, or they love the wrong type, in other words, loves money too much means they want more than what they need. They want more than what their basic needs are. Or, chas v'shalom, they want somebody else's. When a person has that, then they fall into the blackness of tuma, of the sotah, not the blackness of kedusha, not the shchoirani v'noava, but the other kind of darkness. Bechinois shabsoi pasya uchma. The Zohar HaKodesh in that tikkun mentions a certain shabsoi, a certain black picture, representing again like a pit of darkness, a pit of blackness that represents the atzvus, the depression that people fall into, people who have too much taivas mamoin, the bi'itzovoin toichalna, the curse of struggling in parnosa, the sad depression that goes along with a person who's wrapped up too much in taivas mamoin. Morash Chayra, which is synonymous with Morash Chayra, means depression, which is also a form of blackness. Bechinois bi'itzovoin toichalna. V'noifel le'igula v'sivuvim mi'sitrachra. And that person falls into the opposite kind of circle. We spoke before about the eagle of Kedusha, the circle of Kedusha. This person falls into another type of circle and another type of of sivuv. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, soviv reshoim yishalochun, that the reshoim encircle the kedusha. The klipa is always something that surrounds the kedusha, like a peel, the peel of a fruit. It encircles the fruit and surrounds it. So we see that just like in kedusha, there's a concept of a circle, the malchus, which represents a sivuv of kedusha, an eagle of kedusha. So too in the malchus of tuma, in the side of Tuma and Klipa, there's also this concept of Soviv by the Rishoim. Soviv, just like there's a Ve'emunoscha Svivoy Secha, Emuna is called Soviv, something that encircles a person. The Pasuk says Ve'emunoscha Svivoy Secha. So too, Lahavdil, in the side of Tuma, there's this Soviv Rishoim Yisalochun. Shehu Misave Umishtekeg Achramomoin. A person craves and yearns for money in a wrong way. Bechino is Shotu Ha'om Voloktu. As the Pasuk says, that the people went out when Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go out on Shabbos looking for money, and there were those Doson Vaviram that went out on Shabbos looking for mon. So the Pasuk uses the words Shotu Ha'om Voloktu, and the Zohar HaKodesh says Shotu is Miloshin Shtusa, Bishtusa, Hefech HaChochma, which is the opposite of Chochma. So here we see that the whole concept of the quest all the dealings that a human being has with money, the struggle for parnosa, the search for parnosa, the search for wealth, all of that is what determines a person's malchus. All of that is what determines a person's sechel hatachdoin, the keli into which a person, which is going to help a person achieve sechel elyon, which is hasoga selikus. The whole binyan of that keli is dependent on tikkun of taivas mamoin. Just as we see that by those leaders of Klal Yisrael, when it came to establishing their leadership, this was the Yisoid. The Yisoid had to be that they were Soinei Botza. So too, each and every single Jew, in order to create his Keli, his or her Keli, for Sechel, into which they can receive the Sechel Elyon, the beginning, the opening requirement is to be Mesakein the Malchus. And the Tikkun HaMalchus is totally in Soinei Botza. A person rising to a level where they have no desire for excess money, and so too they have certainly no desire, chas v'shalom, for money that's not somebody else's money. Now, if you take a look, Rabbi Nizal doesn't discuss when he talks about that. He says that during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the people she'ein kesef nechshav ubiyoy ma'ad Shlomo she'ein kesef nechshav, when money wasn't respected, people weren't into money, then the malchus was b'shleimus. Rabbi Nizal doesn't discuss. How do you know that? Where do we see it? I looked up this pasuk where it says Vayeshev Shloimo al Kisei Hashem is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim at the end of chapter Choftes in Divrei Hayomim. If you take a look at the beginning of that chapter, watch what Madrega the Yidden rose to at that time during the time of Dovra Melech. This is, we're reading now from Divrei Hayomim, Kapitel Aleph, Perek Choftes. We'll read quickly and we'll translate. It's easy reading. Vayomer Dovra Melech. Dovra Melech is speaking to Am Yisrael. He's about to pass away, Dovra Melech, and he's introducing the fact that his son Shlomo HaMelech is going to take over the kingdom after him, and his first and most important major mission is going to be the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So Vayomer Dovra Melech l'kol hakol, Shlomo b'ni echod bochar bo yelikim. Hashem has chosen Shlomo HaMelech, my son. Nar, he's a youth. Vorach, and he's very delicate. V'hamalocha gedoyla, and the work, the responsibility of being a king of Klal Yisrael is the biggest, most difficult task imaginable. Ki loy la'odom habira, because this building that he's going to build is not being made for a person where we can say less is more, that I'll do with one room less, I'll have 6 bathrooms instead of 7 bathrooms, etc. This is being built for Hashem. This binyan that he's going to build has to contain the kovod of Hashem. There's no minimizing. Ki l'Hashem alikim, because this binyan has to be for Hashem. Now Dovra Melech goes on to say, "Ukechol choichi hachinoisi labeis alikai." With, I used all my power to prepare for this house of Hashem. Hazohov lazohov, hakesef lakesef, anechoishes lanechoishes, habarzel labarzel, voitzim laitzim, avneishoyim amiluim. He goes on to list all the different things that he gathered. Wherever gold was required, I gathered gold. I didn't skimp. I didn't try to use silver in place of gold. I prepared. I gathered all the wealth imaginable that was needed to build this house for Hashem. And also, because of my desire to build this house of Hashem to be the best, yeshli segula zohav okesev, I had treasuries of gold and silver. Nosati lebeis alikai lemala mikol achinois lebeis hakodesh. I used it all for this purpose, for building the house of Hashem, and I put it above all else, above my own house, above any other needs of the Am Yisrael. I put the Beis Hashem. And he goes on to describe shloisha salofim kikrei zov mizhav oifir. He used 3,000 units of this type of gold, 7,000 units of silver, all corresponding to the spheroids 3 and 7, lazov lazov, going on. And then he goes on to say, vayiznadvu sorei ho'ovois, v'sorei shiftei Yisrael, v'sorei ho'alofim v'hameois, ulasorei meleches hamelech. All the leaders of Klal Yisrael all came forth and donated generously. Each one gave big. Vayitnu lavoidas beisalikim zohov kikorim chamesh salofim, 5,000 units of this kind of silver, going on to list. Then he says, "Vayismechu ha'om al hisnadvam." The people were thrilled to donate, to give. Ki belev sholem hisnatvu l'Hashem. They all gave with a complete heart. Lev sholem. And Rashi Kodesh means, this means that there are sometimes when a person gives because they're forced to give. Their arm is twisted. There are sometimes a person gives because the other guy's giving and he doesn't want to be embarrassed. The other guy gave $1,000. I can't give $10. I have to give my $50. Or I have to give $1,000. Or I have to give $2,000 to show I'm bigger than that guy. That's not how they gave at that time. The Torah testifies that they gave Belev Sholem. V'gam Dovid HaMelech Somach Simcha Gedoyla. And Dovid HaMelech was thrilled. Again, he didn't feel it was taken away from him. King, what do you mean giving it away to Hashem? What about me? No, Dovid HaMelech was all for Hashem. He wasn't looking for anything for himself, only for Hashem. Then the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayivorech Dovid es Hashem leine kol akol." Vayomer Dovid, "Boruch atah Hashem lekei Yisrael, avinu melech ha'olam." And what did he say? "Lecho Hashem hagdula v'agvura v'atiferes v'anitzav v'ahoy kichol b'shmaros." "Lecho Hashem hamamlocho v'amisnasei l'roish v'ho'oisher v'hakovoid milfonecho v'atom oishel b'koil." And Rashi Kodesh explains, he was stressing, "Hashem, we don't even feel like we gave anything because it's all yours anyway." He goes on to say, "Ki miyotcho ha'koil." Who am I and who are the Jews to hold back from giving? Meaning, if we would hold back from giving, it would imply that it belongs to us. Baloney! None of this is ours. All of this belongs to Hashem anyway. We didn't feel like we were giving to Hashem. We were giving to Hashem what belongs to, it's all His anyway. Because it all came from you and we're giving it back to you. So again, not even feeling big about the fact that they gave. We're not even bnei bayis. We don't even consider ourselves chill. We're like strangers. You know, we're nothings. Hashem alekeinu kol hehamoin azah sharachinoinu livnoi slecho bayis l'shem kodshecha miyotcho hi ulecho hakoil. Again, repeating over and over, Dovid HaMelech stressing what a madrega the Yidden rose to in this item, in realizing that nothing is mine, no money. In other words, any money that I have is all Hashem's, and whenever I have the opportunity to give it to Hashem, I'm only doing what's right. In other words, that's the base, that's the only reason Hashem gave it to me, was to give me the privilege of giving it to Hashem, of using it to build the bias of Hashem. V'yodati Elokai ki ato boichen levov u'meishorim tirtze. I know that you, Hashem, know what's inside a person's heart, and you test the honesty and sincerity of each person. Ani biyosher levovi hisnadafti kol eile. This is Dovid HaMelech testifying before Hashem. You are my witness that every penny I gave biyashrus. I gave it wholeheartedly, 100%. V'ato amcho anintzupoi ro'isi b'simcha lisnadiv loch. And this nation, the Jewish nation who is before you now, each one of them gave b'simcha. And then he goes on to say, Hashem alakei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael v'seinu shomra zois la'olam li'etzem achshavos levav amecha v'ochin levav melecha. He davens that Hashem should purify the Yidden's heart even still further. Ulishloimoi beni tain levav sholem. And my son Shloim HaMelech, Hashem, I beg of you, give him this lev sholem, this same lev sholem, for what? That he should give everything he has to Hashem. He shouldn't take anything for himself. His only interest should be giving to Hashem. And then it goes on to say that they brought tremendous korbonos. Vayochlu vayishtu lefnei Hashem b'yom ahu b'simcha gedoyla vayamlichu shenis l'shloime ben David, and they anointed him. And then the pasuk says, "Vayeshev Shloimei al kisei Hashem lamelech tachas David, vayatzlach." He was successful. Vayishmoel of kol Yisrael, and all the Jews listened to him. V'chol hasorim v'hagiboyrim v'gam kol bnei Hamelech David nosnu yod tachas Shloimei Hamelech. All the rulers, all of them, gave support to Shloimei Hamelech. Vayigada el Hashem es Shloimei lemal aleinu kol Yisrael vayitin loy hoid malchus asher loy hoyo al kol melech lefonav al Yisrael. All of this in one kapitel. Now, this 90% of the kapitel talks about how generously and how wholeheartedly the Yidden gave, and especially Dovid HaMelech. And because of that, he was zeuche to have a son who represented the Malchus B'Shlemus of the highest degree. Just like we mentioned many times, that the Malchus, this concept of Sechel HaElyon and Sechel HaTachtoin, is also represented by the sun and the moon. The sun represents the Sechel Elyon, the super bright light. The moon represents the Sechel HaTachtoin. It's black, it's dark. De les lo migarmo klum, the Zohar HaKadosh says. It has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. The moon goes through a cycle. It starts off very tiny, and it builds until the 14th day of the month. It's almost Bishlemus, because 14 is Bigimatria David, and David was the 14th generation from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is considered to be the first Melech of Klal Yisrael, the first one who established a Malchus. He called Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. There are many reasons why he's called the first Melech. From Avram Avinu to David HaMelech is 14 generations. And then we come to Shlomo HaMelech, who represents the 15th generation, corresponding to the 15th day of the month when the moon is Bishlemus. The Zohar Kodesh uses the expression that during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, Siara Ba'ashlemusa, the moon was Bishlemus, which means the Malchus was Bishlemus. Why? Because his father and the whole Am Yisrael reached the highest madrega of Sinei Botza. That Beis HaMikdash was really the wealthiest, the show of the wealth of Klal Yisrael. They showed that they didn't need gold and silver and all this junk for their own homes. For their own homes, it wasn't important. It was for the house of Hashem that all of that was important. Just like the halacha says, when it comes to building up one's own house, the halacha says, you know, your house isn't allowed to be taller than the shul. The shul is supposed to be the tallest binyan in the city and the most beautiful binyan. Why? It's all corresponding to this inyan of the Beis HaMikdosh and all corresponding to a person wanting to be zeicha, to be a ben melech. Any Jew that wants to be zeicha, to have this malchus digdusha, to have this seichel hatachtoin, through which you get to seichel elyon, aseres elokus, the key is this soinei botza. The key is this tikkun of a person being zeicha to show that they know how to handle money. And they know that the purpose of money is for Hashem. V'ho'oysher v'ha'kovoid milfonecho. That ashirus, which is synonymous with kovoid, belongs only to Hashem. Hashem moloch geos lovish. If a person takes for themselves, then they're taking away from Hashem, kavyochel. It's only if a person shows that when it comes to themselves, they're willing to do less. When it comes to Hashem, they want more, they want the best, the finest. That's this soinei botza, through which a person is zoicha to the seichel atachtoin, which leads to seichel elyon.
The name Shlomo represents Shlomo.
For sure, for sure. Malchus b'shlemus. Melech Shahasholoim Shaloi was no Milchama. Again, everybody was afraid to challenge him because his Malchus was the Malchus of Hashem. Rabbi Ezra brings in Torah Vov, and we could hear in the beginning that there's two types of Malchus. There's two types of Kovoid. There's Kovoid Malachim, and there's the Kovoid of Hashem. Kovoid Malachim, there's a posuk, Kvoid Malachim, Chakor Dovor. That when it comes to the Kovoid that a regular king has, people are always asking, hey, who does he think he is to be our boss? What makes him bigger than me? People are that kind of kovoid, people challenge. Whereas Rabbi Nezal says, when a person zoicha to the kovoid of Hashem, there's a posuk, kvoid elokim haster dovor, that the kovoid of Hashem is something that's hidden. People know that it's something you can't ask questions about. It's beyond reproach. It's above question-like, that kind of concept. So here again, a person who takes any kovoid for himself, a person who has kovoid melochim on a human level, he wants his own kibud, that kovoid is pogum. That kovoid will always be questioned and challenged. That's a malchus with a hole in it. That's a keli that's pogum that can't contain in it hasogas elokus. Whereas it's only if a person is zeicha to kvoid Hashem, where the person shows that they really have no interest at all whatsoever in personal kovoid. David HaMelech was able to say to Hashem, Vonoichi toila'as v'lo yish. I'm a worm. This David HaMelech, that was the one who showed that he was ready to give everything, gold, all of the stuff, he didn't need it whatsoever for himself. The only reason why he amassed it all was for Hashem. Proof is, in 1 second, he gave it all away to Hashem. Not even like those people who make believe they're so religious. I don't want it for myself, I want it for my children. I'm not going to work because I want to be a millionaire, I want to be rich. But I mean, I have children, it's responsibility. You kidding? Those yo-yos who sit and study Torah or involved in mitzvahs and stuff, because they're not responsible people. They're not concerned that their children and their grandchildren and their grandchildren's pets should have parnos and everything. But he's a responsible person. He's looking out for his children. David HaMelech showed here he had a son, this super super chosen son, Shlomo HaMelech. What am I leaving for you? Zero. Everything. It's all for Hashem. And sure enough, Shlomo HaMelech had wealth. Because it was done that way, Hashem made sure that Shlomo HaMelech had what he needed. His needs were taken care of. A person who takes this attitude of showing a willingness that their only interest is the kovoid of Hashem, that person, Hashem makes sure that that person is taken care of, that the basic needs that that person has are covered. Now Rabbein Azal says, Umi sheyeshloi oisei chachma, a person who's zoiche to have this chachma, this seichel atachtoin, this malchus, this chachma tato, tzorech lirois lahamshich letoicho chiyus, must see to it to draw life into this chachma. Now, lahachyois hachachma tato, to give life to this chachma tato, kol echod lefi bechinas hachachma tato sheyeshloi, each and every single person, according to the level of chachma tato that they have, kefi bechinas hachachma tato shebechol oilam voilam, according to the level of chachma tato that's found in each and every world. This concept comes up in several places in Likutei Moran. Here, Rabbein Azal doesn't explain it to the same degree. If we take a look in Torah Nun Vav and Likutei Moran later on, there Rabbein Azal makes this more clear to us. There's a statement in Pirkei Avos which says, which idiot would want Malchus? The Mishnah makes a statement, Horabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho. Malchus kills. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu had 12 sons. Which one died first? The Melech. Yosef HaTzadik was Melech, therefore he left first. So which lunatic would want Malchus? And yet, strangely enough, everybody's running for Malchus. Everybody's chasing Kovoid, even though the Torah warns that Kovoid is death. Malchus, Ragleho, Yordois Moves. It's the closest you can possibly get to death. Within the Sphirois, Malchus is an inch away from the Klipois, right below it. So the question is, why in the world would a Jew, would a Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Shlomo HaMelech want Malchus if it's deadly? The answer is, because Malchus is death, if a person has Malchus only, he's dead. A person must make sure to be Mamshich Chiyus into the Malchus. Rabbein Azal says, this is why the Torah says that even though every Jew has a Chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah for himself, the Melech had to write two Sifrei Torah for himself. The Melech had to have one Sefer Torah that he kept with himself in the house, and one when he traveled. Why? Rabbein Azal explains, because the Melech, each Jew is a Ben Melech in a sense. So each Jew is a little bit Mesukan, therefore he has to have a life raft with him at all times. What's life? Life is the Torah. Ki hu chayecho v'oyerchemecho, eitz chayim ila machzikim bo. But the Melech, who is most Mesukan, he has to have extra chiyus, extra infusions of life, to Sifrei Torah. And the Pasuk says, V'koraboy kol yemei chayov, that in the Sefer Torah, he calls his life, he draws life from the Torah. Which means that that's one example of it. And we speak about this many times, that Malchus, the moon on its own, is zero. It's only when the moon is receiving from the sun, that's when it's worth something. A Talmud is zero. A Talmud is only something when they're receiving from a Rebbe. When a Talmud has a Rebbe, and the Rebbe is shining his light into the Talmud, then the Talmud is something. So in this chapter, Rabbein Azal discusses again that Malchus alone, you have to see to it to draw chiyus. A person would say that if Malchus is called Chochma Tato, isn't Chochma Chayim? There's a pasuk, HaChochma Techaye Bo'oleho. Chochma gives life. But the answer is that this is Chochma Tato. This is Seichel HaTachtoin. And because it's Seichel HaTachtoin, in a sense, it itself has too little chiyus to sustain itself from its own. So unless it's plugged in to higher chachmois, Tasoga Salukus, unless it's drawing from there, it's dead, Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, whenever Rabbein Azal talks about Malchus, the Malchus must be receiving from Chachma. Rabbein Azal says, Ve'ikra chiyus hu me'oyer haponim. Where is the main source of life? From the light of the face. Ba'oyer, bechinas, as the pasuk says, Ba'oyer p'nei melech chayim. Be'oyer p'nei, in the light of the face, melech chayim. You can draw chiyus into the malchus in a sense. You know, the chiyus of the malchus comes from oyer p'nei, the oyer haponim. That's why, interestingly, right before Purim and Pesach, when we discuss that's the time of Malchus. Purim is the victory of Mordechai and Esther over Achashverosh, the Malchus the Kedusha, over Haman, which is Amalek, which is the Malchus of Klipa, and Pesach, which represents when the Jews sit on their thrones at the Seder with the pillows and everything, the royalty, the king's Cherus. We say Parsha Shkolim then, and in the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, the Yotzer that we add for Parsha Shkolim, we say Oyer Pnei Melech, Oyer Ponecho. We repeat for each paragraph this emphasis of the Oyer Haponim. So Rabbi Nezal says, where do we draw chiyus for this chokhmah tator, for this malchus, for the sechel hatachtonim? The chiyus has to come from the oyer haponim. Because again, the oyer haponim represents the upper chokhmah. There's a pasuk, chokhmas odom to'ir ponov, that the oyer haponim is chokhmah. That's the higher chokhmah, the chokhmah ilah, which shines into the malchus, which is the chokhmah tator. Rabbi Nezal says, V'alkein tzrichen lehalois es ha-malchus. Therefore, a person has to see to it to elevate the malchus, which is b'chinas chokhmah tator, el oyer haponim. He has to elevate the malchus to the oyer haponim, ha-meir b'sholosh regolim. This oyer haponim, there are three times in the year when it shines extra bright, which are the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Those are the times when the oyer haponim shines. A Jew has to see to it to elevate the malchus to the oyer haponim. Ki ikar oyer haponim hu simcha. Rabbi Nezal says, the main light of a person's face, when is a person's face lit up? When a person's happy. Simcha is oyer haponim. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, lev someach yetiv ponim. A joyous heart improves the face. The whole improvement to the face, the light on the face, comes from the simcha in the heart. V'ikra simcha hu min ha-mitzvos. And the main simcha of a Jew comes from mitzvos. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, pikudei Hashem yishorim mesamchei lev. The mitzvos of Hashem are righteous. They bring joy to a person's heart. V'ikra simcha hu b'lev. And the main place of simcha in a person is in the heart. K'may shekosev, nosato simcha b'libi. Hashem has placed joy into my heart. V'halev shel kol hashono. And the heart of the year, the heart of the calendar year, heim hasholish regolim, is the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Bechinois, as the pasuk says, Eile moyade Hashem, these are the holidays of Hashem, Roshei Tevois imi, kemuva. The Arizal says that the first letters of Eile moyade Hashem is Roshei Tevois imi, my mother. What does the mother represent? Bechshehi aim labino. The mother represents Bina. There's a pasuk, ki aim labino tikra. Chochmah is Abba, Bina is Ima. Ubina liba. And we know that Bina is synonymous with the heart. So if the holidays represent the mother, then the holidays represent Bina, and the holidays represent the heart. So Rabbi Nezal says, v'hasimcha shel kol ha-mitzvos shoyseh b'chol ha-shono, the simcha of the mitzvahs that a Jew does the whole year, who miskabetz el alev, it all is gathered into the heart, shehem ha-shloisha regolim, which are the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. In them is gathered the simcha of all the mitzvahs that the Jew did the whole rest of the year. V'alkein hem yemei simcha. And that's why the Torah says that these are special days of simcha. K'may shekosev v'somachto b'chagecha. That on these days you have to be especially happy. V'oz meir haponim al yedei ha-simcha. And then the face is lit up from this simcha. Bebechinas lev sameach yetiv ponim. A joyous heart improves the face. Bishvil ze nitztavinu sholosh pomim bashono yeroe kol zechurcho es pnei Hashem alekecho. This is why Hashem commanded us three times a year a person should come to see the face of Hashem. Yeroe es pnei Hashem alekecho, to see Hashem's face. Bishvil akabel oyer haponim. Because on Yontif, a Jew receives this oyer haponim, which shines into the malchus, which lights up and gives chiyus to the malchus. V'zeh b'chinas chayev odom lahakbil pnei raboib. Now, where did the Jews go? Where did the Jews go to receive this oyer haponim? To the Beis Hamikdash. Note, all of this wealth, which represents malchus, this momoin, which is malchus, oysher v'hakovoid, which is malchus, where did they bring it all? They brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because the Beis Hamikdash was the center of light. The Beis Hamikdash was this source of Oyer Haponim. They took the Malchus and they were malid to the Oyer Haponim. The Beis Hamikdash was the center of Torah, Kimitzir, the Lishka Sagozis, the highest body of rabbis, sat in the Beis Hamikdash and gave forth Torah. That represented this tikkun, this unity of Chochmah and Malchus, of Oyer Haponim and Malchus. By bringing all of this Ashirus, all their wealth, to the Beis Hamikdash, they were being Mekasher, the Malchus, which was the wealth, to the Oyer Haponim, from which it draws its Chiyas, which is the Beis Hamikdash itself. This center of light, Shalosh Pam Bashana Yerokol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem L'Kel. Where is the ponim of Hashem, the oyer haponim, the simcha of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash? If you look in the psukim where the Torah discusses coming Teretz Yisrael, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei and Musaf, and when the Torah discusses bringing karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, besimcha, there's constant emphasis on simcha, because Eretz Yisrael is the simcha of the whole world. The Beis Hamikdash within Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is the center for simcha, and the Beis Hamikdash is the super center for simcha. All of this v'samachta b'chagecha, by coming to the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbein Ezal says, now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, what do we do? Rabbein Ezal says, and that v'zeh b'chinas, this is why the Gemara says in Sukkah, chayiv odom lahakbil pnei rabbi beregel. There's a mitzvah to visit one's rabbi on Yontif. The Gemara doesn't say levaker rabbi beregel, chayiv odom lahakbil pnei rabbi. A person is mechuyev to receive the face of their rabbi on Yontif. Rabbein Ezal says, "Kedei lekabel oyer haponim, in order to receive this oyer haponim, ulahachyos es bechinos hamalchus, and to give chius to the malchus." Note, where's the malchus? Here again, during the weekdays, a person wears clothes. What kind of clothes? Who cares what kind of clothes? As long as it's basically neat and clean, it's okay. Shabbos, a Jew wears nice clothes, very nice clothes. Yontif, a Jew wears nicer clothes. On Yontif, there's a chiyuv. If a person has a choice of wearing a new beged for Shabbos or for Yontif, Yontif is more important. Why? Because Yontif is the Malchus. Yontif is Malchus, and Malchus is the Levush. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. So a Jew on Yontif who puts on his fancy, fancy clothes, his nicest clothes, and eats the richest meals, he's a super melech. Where could all that Malchus get him? Buried. Horabonus mikaberes is baleho. Malchus itself is death. It's darkness. It's shchoiran even over. It's only if he brings the Malchus to the Oyer Haponim that the Malchus gets its tikkun. If he brings himself to the Beis Hamikdash, he's machmiya himself. Not I'm a melech big shot. I'm zero. All of this kavod isn't for me. It's not so I should walk in the street with my nose up and people should look at my fancy suit or my fancy dress. That's not why I put it on. I put it on to be mechabed Hashem. Proof is, I'm going to the Beis Hamikdash. My act of walking and traveling to the Beis Hamikdash shows that the whole purpose of all of this oisher v'chavoid was to be mechabed Hashem with it. And so to Rabbein Ezal says, nischayv odom lahakbil pnei rabbi, a person who goes to visit his Rebbe on Yontif, again, shows he didn't get dressed up for himself. To stay in my own house doesn't matter so much what I'm going to wear, but I'm going to see my Rebbe, person goes to see the king, they put on their fanciest clothing, man malki rabbonon. That's how a person receives this oyer haponim. Because just like the Beis Hamikdash was a center for the Oyer Haponim of Hashem, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Tzadikaya Anpei Shchinto, the face of a Tzadik is the face of that's the Oyer Haponim. V'hoyu Einecho Royois Esmoirecho. Just like there was this chiv of Sholesh Pambashona Yeroi Kol Zechurcha, you want to go see Hashem, you go to the Beis Hamikdash, you want to go see Hashem, look at Tzadikim. Go see your Rebbe, you'll see Hashem. This chayv odom lahakbel pnei raboi beregel. Rabbein Ezal says, so that's lahachyois es bechinas hamalchus. This is to be mechaye his bechina of malchus, which is on this yontif. Now Rabbein Ezal says, v'zeh tzedek lefonov yahalech v'yosem lederech pomov. There's a pasuk that says, tzedek lefonov yahalech, a person's righteousness goes before him and clears a path for him. Now Rabbein Ezal teaches this pasuk, taking apart each word. Tzedek malchusa kadisha. Tzedek, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Malchus. The Zohar HaKadosh proves it from a few psukim. There's a pasuk, Tzedek Lavoshti. And we know Lavush is Malchus. Hashem Moloch es Lovesh. There's another pasuk, Tzedek Tidaberun. And Dibur is Malchus. So we know that Tzedek is Malchus. Kishemoylichen oiso el oyer haponim. When the Malchus is brought to the oyer haponim, Tzedek lefonov yahalech. When the Tzedek walks to the ponim, it goes to the ponim. Ho'ikar alidei bechinas v'yosem lederech pa'omov. How does he do it? By v'yosem lederech pa'omov. Hainu, sholosh pa'omim bashona. This pa'omov, which means footsteps, also refers to that Shalosh Pe'omim Bashana, three times of the year, the three special times which are called Pe'omim. Shal Yedeihem Mekablem Eor Haponim. It's through the Yomim Toivim that a person is zecha to receive from the Eor Haponim. This is also what the pasuk means when it says Yeshvu Yeshorim Es Ponecha. Yeshorim Heim Pekudei Hashem Yeshorim Es Samchei Lev. The word Yeshorim is synonymous with the mitzvahs of Hashem. There's a pasuk Pekudei Hashem. The mitzvahs of Hashem are called Yeshorim. They're Yashar. Mesamchei Lev, and they give Simcha. Heim Meyashvim Umeirim Umesadrim Oyer Haponim. Yeshvu Yeshorim Es Ponecha. What brings a Yishuv Adas to the Ponim? What's Meyashev the Ponim? Yeshorim, the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that a person does, they are meyasher, they're what brings simcha, by the fact that all the mitzvahs that a Jew did throughout the whole year, all of those mitzvahs are gathered into yontif. That's what gives yontif this punch, this powerful punch of simcha, which is synonymous with oyer haponim, which injects life into the malchus of Hashem, into the malchus of the Am Yisrael, and into the malchus of each individual Jew. The tikkun for the malchus of Hashem, kav yochel, the malchus of Yam Yisrael, and of each individual Jew, takes place especially on Yontif, by the fact that the malchus receives an injection of this oyer haponim at that time. Baruch Hashem. Any questions?
Is the oyer haponim the mitzvahs, or the fact that he's bringing everything to the Beis Hamikdash to get that light over there?
We said that the oyer haponim is simcha. Simcha is all the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is simcha. Pekudei Hashem Yeshorim Es Samchei Lev. The fact that there's an ingathering of all the mitzvahs that takes place bedakka on Yontif means that Yontif is when this super powerful punch of Oyer Haponim takes place. Just like we said, the main ingathering of simcha in the body is by the heart. Nosata Simcha Belibi. So too, within the calendar year, in the year also, there's hands and feet. Each month, the Sefer Yetzirah shows how each month of the year corresponds to different parts. Tammuz and Ovah, the eyes, each thing. Rabbi Nizal here stresses that the Yomim Tovim represent the heart of the year. Nosato Simcha Belibi, the heart is the center for Simcha in a person. So too, within the heart of the year is gathered all the Simcha of the year. All the mitzvahs that the Jew does throughout the whole year, their major punch and effectiveness is on Yontif. Still much more. This is the picture. This is just a piece of the puzzle.
You said that Yontif, you save the higher clothes, the nicer clothes for Yontif, because Yontif is on a higher level in Shabbos.
Regarding this particular item. Regarding Malchus, and regarding Kavoid, this issue of Kavoid, in a certain sense, there's a mitzvah to be Mechabed Yontif more than Shabbos even.
Don't we say Shabbos Malchus, though?
True. Shabbos is also Malchus in a certain sense. Here again, we know there's 4 billion different tight levels of Malchus. Al pi halacha, between these two, the preference is given to this. I want to stress again that regarding this type of learning, Likut Imran, a person hearing it one time for the first time, there's no way you're gonna get anywhere near as much an effect as if you review it on your own. You'll sit down and play it back to yourself a second time, and if possible, as many more times, but at least once to review it on your own. That's when it comes together more and the pieces of the puzzle fit together, because this is deep, it's not simple, it's not easy, and especially if a person's hearing concepts like this for the first time, it's especially difficult or hazy. And if you review it, it becomes much less hazy.